Vivek Ramaswamy launches petition promoting RNC chair Ronna McDaniel's ousting. By Nick Gilbertson on November 15, 2023. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy has launched a petition to push for Republican National Committee RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel's ousting a week after he called for her to take the stage at the third Republican presidential debate and resign. The petition can be found at virarana.com, which was paid for by Ramaswamy's campaign. It asks visitors, should RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel be fired? And provides yes or no options for them to select. Watch, Vivek slams RNC for picking NBC for debate. Calls for McDaniel's resignation, party of losers. I'm sick and tired of this Republican establishment that has made us a party of losers. Where is the accountability for years of losing? 2018, 2020, 2022 and now 2023, Ramaswamy wrote in a post on X. On the debate stage, I called on Ronna Romney McDaniel to resign. Now, I'm asking grassroots conservatives across the nation to join me so she can feel the power of the people. It's time to stop the culture of surrender and losing. Resign, Ronna. He added. In response, RNC spokeswoman Emma Vaughn told The Hill that the RNC is focused on firing Joe Biden. If Republicans would like to help with that, visit bankyourvote.com. Ramaswamy's petition comes a week after he opened up the third debate by taking aim at McDaniel and slamming the Republican Party as a party of losers following the off-year elections the night before. I am upset about what happened last night, he said about Tuesday's poor election results for Republicans. We become a party of losers. At the end of the day, there is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Related video, RNC Chair McDaniel. We will support Trump as GOP nominee if he is a convicted criminal. Since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost in 2018, 2020, 2022. No red wave ever came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party, he said before inviting McDaniel on stage to resign. For that matter, Ronna, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, he said. I will turn over my, yield my time to you. The next day, a report surfaced on Timcast where a source alleged McDaniel called Ramaswamy an asshole while in the audience during the debate. The RNC denied McDaniel made any denigrating comments toward Ramaswamy. While appearing on Fox Business Channel's Varney & Company on Thursday morning, McDaniel said Ramaswamy is at 4% and that he needs a headline. Our headlines should be about Joe Biden, the border, fentanyl, crime, terrible things that are happening in this country that the American people are looking to our party for solutions. But I also will stand by my record as RNC chair, she added.